are here to meet with you, God. God of the universe, we are here to meet with you. We are here to honor you and praise you, Father. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Good morning, everyone. Let's all stand and start praise and worship together this morning. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Sing praises to him. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are strong, stronger than the strongest. You are high, higher than the highest. You are greater. Can you sing with me? You are bigger. You are bigger,
bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than
you are
the
bigger,
greatest. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher. Stronger, stronger than the strongest.
You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, King Jesus.
Father, we bless your holy name. We magnify you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is you that we see. And Lord, oh God, this day we are transformed, renewed, graced to be more like you each day than the day before. Than the moment before. Lord, you are doing a quick work, oh God, in our lives, transforming us, renewing us, helping us, oh God, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are the very essence, the very core of our person. It is in your image and likeness that we've been created. And Lord, oh God, this day we magnify you as we surrender our lives to you, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Blessed be your holy name. Receive our worship. Receive our worship. Receive our worship. Thank you, Father, that all is well with our soul. Because you are the center of it all. Blessed be your holy name. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. It's good to see you all. We'll bless those of you who are in the overflow. We know that God is gracious to us and that he is faithful. Who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Blessed be his holy name forever. Thank you, worship team. Thank you for leading us so wonderfully in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for his grace and for his mercy. We thank God that he's here with us and that he's doing a new thing this new day that is created for you and I to rejoice and be glad. In just a moment, Mama is going to come and lead us into our time of prayer and intercession. And then I'm going to be back with the word of the Lord for this day. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. May the peace of God garrison your heart. And may this be a day that you experience God in ways that you've not experienced him before. Be empowered to succeed in every area of life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Everybody,
your day.
Praise the Lord. All right, God is good to every one of us. He is a good God. Mercy endures forever. For those of you in television land and homes, God day to you also. May the living God visit you today and your family. In the name of Jesus. Well, it's our time to pray. Let us rise and pray together. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this glorious morning. We thank you for this beautiful day. This is a day you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. A day of salvation, peace, love, power, and a sound mind. A day of victory. A day of success. A day of breakthrough. A day of praising God and magnifying your holy name. Lord, we bless you. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. Thank you for waking us up. Today we are alive and well. We're in the land of the living, and we are praising you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for our families, our friends, even our enemies, that they are alive because there's room for them to be saved. So, Lord, we bless your holy name. Father, we thank you for your compassion and your love. We thank you that you are the all-seeing God, all-knowing God, and the everlasting Father, the provider of all things. Thank you for total provision for everything that we need. In this day, you have not left it empty. It is fully loaded with your goodness. So, Father, we thank you that we are here to receive the strength that we need to operate all week long, all day long, all year long. We get it from your presence. May the presence of the Lord visit us, visit our homes, visit our families, visit our city, our nation, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into our hearts. Spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Spirit of counsel and might, and of the fear of the Lord, and all your holy word, which is your word. For your words that you speak, their spirit and life, we receive you. And we thank you for transformation and walk with God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then last Sunday, I think we read Psalm 47. I was going to read it again today, so you can read it at home. So let's do Psalm 48 instead. Now, what did I read to you last Sunday? Was it not Psalm 47? 46? Okay, we'll do 47 today. So read 46 again, because that psalm came up today again. So it's just 47 is very short. Praise the Lord. All right, let's read together. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Sometime in the near future, I'll just tell you what scripture to read. I will not be reading as I read every Sunday with you. You need to. I've done this for, I'm not sure, 7 years straight, reading it with you so that you can fall in love with the word of God. You don't need anybody to crank you up. You crank yourself up. Amen? God holds his word above his name, you need to hold his word above everything else for yourself. Fall in love with God. Everything else is going to fail you. Only God never fails. Say amen. Someone say, I'll fall in love with God. He's already in love with you. He loves you already. So, hallelujah. He doesn't need to fall in love with you. He loves you with an everlasting love. That means it has never been diluted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The strongest and the best is already. So I need to do my part. Hallelujah. All right, everybody should be in Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Are there people here today? Wow, praise the Lord. Clap it loud. You know, when you clap your hand, you're slapping the enemy. Slap him hard. Slap that sickness away. Slap that pain away. Slap that lack away. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah! We win. Hallelujah. That's a voice of triumph. When you go to sports arena and your team is winning, nobody cranks you up. What do? You don't only shout, you almost blind somebody's eye around you. You start kicking and shouting and dancing and jumping. You forgot you're in the bleachers. You can fall down. So, praise the Lord. So, let's do it one more time. Clap your hands, all you people. Hallelujah. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are on the Lord's side and we win all the time. Hallelujah. He scored the goal for us. He kicked the devil into hell. Hallelujah. Kick into hell. Shabroketelemaha. Praise the Lord. We win. Verse 2, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Are we in the earth right now? He's the greatest king in this earth, in your neighborhood, in your city, in your nation, in anything that's moving around or anything, he's the greatest. And he says he's a terrible God. Let the terrible God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord trouble all your troubles. In Jesus' name, may he trouble all my troubles. In Jesus' mighty name. Verse 3, shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. So don't be afraid of any nation threatening. Whether they have built the most sophisticated nuclear weapon, there is a neutralizer called God. Hallelujah! Render them useless. They just waste all their substances and their resources for zero. The fire of God consumes them all. Under our feet. All nations. Has somebody has feet here today? Under. He won already. He has scored the victory for us. Verse 4, he shall choose our inheritance for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let God choose inheritance for me. He shall choose our inheritance for us. The excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. You see, we should have read up to here. I told you he loved us already. Amen. Not diluted. Not corrupted. Pure agape love. Strongest and most potent love. Hallelujah. That causes nothing to fail. Bible says love never fails. This is the kind of love I want in my life. Say amen. Verse 5. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. You mean God shouts? I wonder what thunder and lightning means. Can we shout this morning? God likes to shout. He said he goes up with a shout. He doesn't go down. How many people want to go up higher today? Let's join him to go up. Shout!
Hallelujah.
I hope you are shouting at your home and not putting coffee and tea in your mouth. Open that mouth and shout. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm always singing at home, cooking, showering, gardening, anything I'm doing, singing. Make up my own songs. Nobody's there to say you are singing out of tune. Just me and God enjoying ourselves. Somebody shout hallelujah. I can sing any key, key A to Z, if there's anything like that. Who told you to set the standard? Good melodious. I love melodious singers, but you need to sing praises. He didn't tell you sing in tune. Just sing to the Lord. He enjoys your voice. Somebody shout hallelujah. Next time you're around somebody in church and you're singing and they look at you with a bad eye, what is that? You just say, that's why you close your eyes when you worship so you don't see the distractions. You and God. And somebody there saying, please, please, my ear, my ear. But God is saying, I love it, I love it, I love it. Praise the Lord! So don't be shy next time, just praise the Lord. Have you seen little children? Did you not see that little baby rocking it this morning? She was just booging any direction. That's how God wants us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Dancing innocently before the Lord. For God, verse 7, we're almost done. After this, we're going to say amen. For God is a king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Say amen. So when you praise God with understanding. You're praising him knowing that he is God and he has done wonderful things. Even you as a human, you are a testimony to the wonder of God. Hallelujah. From a tiny gel, you had bones, hair, eyes, and everything all embedded in that little gel. That you are a miracle. Somebody can say, I've never seen a miracle. You are a miracle. Somebody say, I'm a miracle. Others did not survive. You survive. Out of the millions that could have come out, you are the only champion. Somebody say, I'm a champion. I'm a champion. I have won already. And you will continue to win. Amen. Verse 8. God reigneth over the heathen and seated upon the throne of his holiness. So let the heathen rage. God reigns over them. They are under and he is above. Verse 9. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. Hallelujah. It's the God of Abraham. Father Abraham died and was buried and is in heaven long time ago, but he's still called the God of Abraham because God said, I make an everlasting covenant. I will bless your seeds and those who bless you, I will bless. So because we have blessing, we are part of that. Jesus took this so serious, he died for the blessing of Abraham to come upon me and you. Hallelujah. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He's greatly exalted. So if they're talking about, what is that thing they're talking about? That the earth is heating up and all this blah, blah, blah and all that. Yes, that's all true. But God says the shields of the earth belong unto God. So the sun will never hurt you by day, nor the moon by night. Because the shields of the earth belong to God. It will hurt other people, but it will never hurt you. Why? Because you're saying, God, you are my shield. Can you say, God is your shield this morning? You are protected. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you for your word as we have read. So let it be established in our hearts. Let it grow. Let it bring forth fruit. Let it drive us into the things of God. And let us know who we are continuously in God, in Christ Jesus. To know that we are hidden God in Christ Jesus, sealed by your Holy Spirit. Father, be magnified. Be glorified forevermore. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace over the nation of Israel. For your word says, oh, Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. These are the languages you have used over Israel. You have loved Israel with your everlasting love. And you said you have cut a covenant with fathers, our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that covenant anointing is now upon all our lives. So bless every nation that call upon the God of Abraham in the mighty name of Jesus, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you. Have your way in this service today. Bless all our families, or every single one of them, from age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form in the womb, those that are yet to come, and those that are on the earth, bless everyone. Our biological family, spiritual family, and partners all over the world. Be magnified, O God. Take glory regarding our tithes and our offering, and all our worship and our adoration. Thank you for your holy word. We open up our heart to receive your incorruptible seed. Let that word grow and bring forth mighty fruits. In the name of Jesus, bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, those who publish the word by telling somebody that Jesus saves and Jesus loves them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Thanks. We give God praise for his privileges, benefits bestowed upon us so richly. This morning, I want to continue with that which the Lord started to speak to us Sunday last. The word was simple. It was precise. The word was breathe. Breathe. And I shared with us about the fact that when a child is born and moves from the dimension of being in the womb and comes into this realm, that the first thing that the doctor, the nurse, the parents want that child to do is breathe. And partly what they do is they tap on that child, and the child breathes and comes into entrance and fulfills that stage. If you don't breathe, you die. The Bible says that the word of God is inspired, or God breathe. So when we talk about breathing, we're talking about receiving the word of God. We're talking about receiving the Spirit of God. And the word of God is the Spirit of God. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are what? Life. If you're going to live, you must live by the word of God. So many people live by the thoughts of other people, the philosophies and the psychologists' renditions of what life should be like, and so they face defeat. Some people live by positive thinking, and as good as that is, it is not the word of God. Positive thinking is not going to bring you into true fulfillment. I have seen people who have preached and taught positive thinking, and at the end of their life, as positive as they were, they lost out. It seemed to work for a moment. But the one thing that will always work, the one thing that holds everything together, is the Word of God. And when we receive the Word of God, when we believe it, when we speak it, when we take it in, we begin to live the God kind of life, because that's truly what God wants for every one of us, to live the God kind of life, to have the God kind of faith. We are all growing in the experience. I am, and I know, and I trust that you are. Not one of us has arrived where we should be. Every day I see more things that I know God wants to do and has done that I am not walking in yet. But I'm believing that by the time I take my last breath, that I will live the fullness of what God says I should be like. Amen? As a testament of His mighty power. And it is not by my might nor power, but by His Spirit. But all God is asking me to do is breathe. And I'm going to explain more as we go on what that word breathing really means to every one of us. Every creature of God that is living breathes. But it must breathe in the atmosphere that is its habitation. Think about that for a moment. If I take fish out of its natural habitat, which is water, where its true genus is manifested, and I put it on land without water, it will try to breathe. Because breathing is natural. And all it's going to do is gasp for air. First thing that we need to settle right away is this. It's not enough to breathe. It is important to breathe in your natural habitat. And for us, our natural habitat is in God. Let me state that again. It is in God. When you are not in God, you are dead. You may be physically alive, but you are dead. And there are so many who are dead because they are not receiving the Word of God. As a pastor for so many years, I have seen people even die right in church. They died in church while they are hearing the Word of God, because they have embraced bitterness, strife, unforgiveness, whatever, and have refused to accept the Word of God that is coming to them. And right there, they start dying. And their first stage of death is in the arrogance of thinking that they know better. Are you listening? And so the first thing that happens to them is like they feel more spiritual than the one who's presenting the word to them. That is the first sign that you are dying. Have you seen a light go out? A bulb. The last act of light that comes out of that bulb is it is really bright and then it dies. When you stop breathing, receiving the word of God, you think you are it. That is the beginning of your death. Because that's when you stop breathing, receiving the word of God, giving out the word of God. And instead of flowing in that grace, you begin to become more into yourself. You don't want to be that. What you always want to be is to have the spirit of humility. Because when you receive from God, part of your breathing out is your humility before God, remembering that without Him, you can't be anything of importance. That it is God that empowers you to live life to the full. Please hear this. Because as we explore this particular message, we'll become aware of where God really wants us to be. And I believe that the reason why we are still where we are as God's people, emaciated, not thriving as we should, is because we've not believed God. And not believing God is not breathing. You're not receiving the air of His Spirit, the breath that He breathed into you, the word that He breathed into you. Because when God breathed into us, it was His word. His word was what was breathed into us. And it is through that word that He created everything that is created. And everything that is held by the authority and the power of His word. That is important. In the book of Philemon, chapter 1, I'm going to take it up from verse 4 through 6. We need to engage the Word of God. I need to. You need to. I don't think God is being difficult. The issue is not God. The issue is you and I. And we need to have that changed. In Philemon 1 and verse 6. I like it on that screen, please. Philemon chapter 1 and verse 4 through 6. Paul is praying. He says, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. I thank God. Every time I think of you, I am thankful to God as I make mention of you in my prayers. Why is that? Because I've heard of thy love, hearing of thy love and faith. These are two things that are married together. One without the other doesn't work. Faith works by love. Your love for others and your love, your acceptance of the love of God. Amen? If you don't know that God loves you, your faith cannot work. because you always think I'm not qualified to ask anything of God. But God says, I loved you while you were yet a sinner. And his love is everlasting love. So if you don't know that God loves you, your faith is useless. It's not going to work. He says, but I've heard of your love, and I've heard of your faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus, and watch this, and toward all saints. The love and faith that you have towards the Lord and that you have towards all saints, all believers. Do you understand that when God looks at you today, that God does not look at a sinner, that he looks at a saint? That the description of God concerning you from the day that you got born again is that you're a saint. He never deals with you as a sinner anymore. He deals with you as a saint. Wow. That you don't have to die first, and then some pope, you know, sprinkles water over your your bones and says, now you are Saint Zeno. No. I died in Christ, was raised up in Christ, ascended with Christ, I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and I'm declared a saint. You're a saint. We are saints. Hallelujah. Breathe that in and understand I'm a saint. Praise the Lord. And not just I'm a saint, the people I'm with, they are saints. Glory be to God. Hearing of thy love and thy faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith, think about that. The communication, the koinonia, the partnership, the fellowship, that's that word, communication, the koinonia of thy faith, the fellowship of thy faith, because you are in unity, you are in agreement, you are believing together for great things, that the communication of your faith may become effectual, effective. So it is true then that your faith can be ineffective. When you are not working together in unity. It is not about I'm right and you're wrong. It's about we are saints in God. And until you see the other person as a saint and you are respectful of that, you're not going to walk in unity and your faith will not be effective. But how is it effective? It is effective by the acknowledging of every what? Good thing. You're always looking for the bad. You did this and you did that and you said this and you said that and this was not good and this was not nice. Do you look for the good? But there is a good which is in you. The good is in you. Acknowledging of the good that is in you in Christ Jesus. Acknowledging the good that is in them in Christ Jesus. He says that's what's going to make your faith effectual, effective. that we're looking at each other and we're not looking for the bad. We're looking for the good that God has accomplished in them. And therefore are able to join in agreement towards glorifying God. Somebody shout hallelujah. In 2 Peter chapter 1, we're talking about the natural habitat in which we are supposed to function, where we breathe. In 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning to read from verse 2, but let me take it from verse 1. It says, Simon Peter, a servant, a doulos, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained what? Like precious faith. We receive the same precious faith. Do you see that? Like precious faith. You didn't receive one kind of faith, and I received another inferior kind. We received the same, like precious. This is precious. That means it needs to be guarded, needs to be protected by all means. By what? By the love of God. Have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Through the righteousness of God. Through the righteousness of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, we have received this like precious faith. Verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the what? The knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied. Now, what does that mean? It means that grace and peace can be multiplied. And if it can be multiplied, it means that it increases. That you can have more grace and more grace and more peace and more peace and more peace and more grace and more peace and more grace and more peace. And how? Through the knowledge. Through the knowledge of God, I'm going to get more grace and more peace. And God says, yes. What is going to happen when I have this increased grace and increased peace? Verse 3 goes on and tells us that it happens according as his divine power had given unto us all things. Oh, my Lord. His divine power had given to us all things, everything that pertains unto life and godliness. He had what? Given unto us. He had what? Given. So if he has given it to me, why am I busy asking him for it? Does that sound like unbelief? That's exactly what it is. It's unbelief. I did not believe what God said. In other words, I did not breathe. If God says I have it. And therefore, I can say I am using what you have given to me to accomplish whatever it is I need to accomplish. Everything that pertains unto life, that is everything that pertains unto you living your life, given unto you. Everything that pertains unto godliness, you living spiritually, given unto you. How? Through, again, the knowledge. So there's something here. That must mean that God wants me to know him. that God wants me to what? Know him. That the reason why I am not operating in the dimension of grace and peace like I should is because I don't know him. Paul, towards the end of his life, says that I may know him. As great as Paul was still saying that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, that I may know him. The one thing that we all need is a pursuit to know God. And if we want to know God, then we must be pursuing to know love, because God is love. Praise the Lord. Then there must be a pursuit to know his word, because the word is God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Nothing was made or created without the word. Is that true or not? Okay, so if I want to know God, I want to know his love, for God so loved. God is love, and God who is love so loved. I want to know the love of God. I want to know the word of God. I want to know the Father, because Jesus says, I came to reveal the Father to you. This is the conduit through which we come into that place where we are operating as we should, a properly calibrated, if you may let me use it in a very molecular way, calibrated, oiled machine, properly timed, not backfiring, quiet. When an engine is running in proper order, you have to listen for it. God wants to bring us into that place of a knowledge of him that had called us. What did he call us to? He called us to glory, and virtue. God called you and I to glory and to virtue. How great and amazing is that? When God calls you to glory, he's calling you into a realm by the Spirit where he's calling you to all that he is. Because the doxa of God, the glory of God, is all that God is, the full essence of who God is. Ephesians tells us in chapter 3 that God wants to bring us through this operation of walk in love to that place where we are filled with the fullness of God. What does that mean to me? It means that I cannot afford to see myself as an ordinary person. You are not an ordinary person. You're of the God kind. You say, I don't know about that. But he just said that he's called you to glory and to virtue. And Ephesians 3:19 says that we should know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Wait a minute. We've been talking about knowing. Then now he puts a bigger piece to it and says, there is a level beyond knowing. Where could that place be? A place where you are so sovereignly, supernaturally reinforced. Hallelujah. Reinforced in your inner man by the love of God, so that you are filled with all the fullness of God, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is what, you see, your pursuit, my pursuit in this life in God is not, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not be covetous, thou shalt not whatever. That is not our issue. Our issue is we don't have that personality. We don't have that character. We want to know this God that has saved us from that. But the average believer is still struggling with, I'm not going to fornicate. I'm not going to shack up. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to cheat. What's your problem? I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to be bitter. What is the problem? We're stuck. We are not breathing. You've been removed from that world, and you are in the new world of God, and God is saying, breathe, breathe, breathe. There's new air over here. My word is over here. You cannot be relying on the words of that teacher that told you that you're not going to make it in life, that you're a fool, that you're stupid, that you're crazy. You cannot rely on that word. You can rely on my word that says that you are more than a conqueror. That greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Oh, my Lord. Let's go back to 2 Peter 1 and verse 4. It says to us that through that knowledge, that glory, that virtue are given unto us. Exceeding great. Not great, exceeding great. Say with me, not great, exceeding great. And precious promises. You see that? It's been given to us. Through the line of the knowledge of God that has brought glory and virtue. That's what we've been called to. We've been called to glory. We've been called to virtue. And through this glory and virtue that God has called us to, God is doing something extraordinary. What is he doing? He has given to us exceeding great and precious promises. These promises, great and exceeding great, that by these exceeding great precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers. That ye might be what? Partakers. That means it is not automatic. Because if it were automatic, you will not be becoming that. You'll already be there. And God is saying to us, know me. Why do I need to know you? Because when you know me, you know that you have been created same as me. Somebody listening. You are like me. You mini me. And we can walk together. Do you remember Adam? I told him, what is that called? And he said, that's elephant. I said, yeah, that's the name. And how many times have you had a child born and you bring a baby or rather a doll, and that child calls that doll Pinky, and you say, where's Pinky? Whatever she called it or he called it, that was the name of it. Is that not true? Well, God is calling us to that same grace. What are you calling this? I'm calling it sorrow. That's what it is for you. But somebody else can look at it and say, oh, praise the Lord, the joy of the Lord. God has something glorious in store for me. This is an opportunity to turn this thing around and see a miracle. This is an opportunity for a testimony. You're there. What's your problem? Did you see God going nya, 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 at the beginning when everything was a mess? Or did he say, let there be light? God, there's a problem here. I need revelation on what it is that I need to do about this. I need revelation. Show me. Put light on this thing. Let there be light. There's some devil operating behind this thing. Spotlight. And all of a sudden, you see what is behind, 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 what is all happening. And you go there and you start unraveling all of these systems. And when the enemy thinks it's time for us to go and he engages the gear, the whole thing falls apart. So, what happened? The light has shined and you have been disarmed. That's what happened. That means then that you're not living in fear. You know, when people are living in fear, you know, they say, just breathe, just breathe, just breathe. Breathe, 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 breathe. In other words, calm down. Calm down. And that's what we need to do. With all that is happening in our world today, we just need to breathe and recognize who we are. Because we don't. But we need to recognize who we are. We are partakers of the divine nature. The divine nature of God. Why? Because we've escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We escaped it. We're not part of that world. We have God's divine nature in us. The passage of scripture Mama read to us today in Psalm 47 and verse 9. You read it. And most of us didn't see what was there. This is how God sees you and I. And this was even before the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. It says, the princes of the people are gathered together. Even the people of God of Abraham, colon. You see that? And I look at the next statement. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. The shields of the earth belong unto God. The shields of the earth belong unto God. And what do you think God is talking about? He's talking about you. He's talking about you. Is somebody listening? You are part of the shield, the protection for the earth. But things are happening. What are we going to do now? Come on, this God, have mercy on us. God is saying, breathe. Understand who you are. You are a prince. I am God. I reign over all the earth. King over all the earth. In that psalm, he repeats it twice. God is king over all the earth. That means he's king over every king that's on the earth. And if there is a king that is not towing the line of the King of Kings, that king must be dethroned, because God is sitting as king on the throne of holiness. Did we all read that this morning? What happens when we operate as the shield of God over the earth? The protection, the salt. You listening? We're the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. He says, I'm the light of the world. And he says of you that you are the light of the world. When we take our rightful place, God is greatly exalted. When we don't take our place, the little mice run around and bring about disruption in the lives of people. God wants us to know who He is, and in the process of knowing who He is, we know who we are. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3, the word of God is very specific. He says, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. You're dead and your life, dead to what? Dead to this world. Amen? And therefore, you still have a life. But it is hid with the anointed one, Christ, in God. So if you're hidden in Him, you are not visible to the enemy. Hello? Meaning, therefore, that you don't need to live in fear of what man is going to try to do. You hid. You hid with Christ in God. That means you hid from COVID. Hello? You don't believe it? You hid. We either believe what God said or we don't. There's no room for playing games with what God has declared to be His word. I'm hid. Therefore, I'm hidden in the anointing of the Anointed One, in God. I'm in God. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Remember that the Lord says to Nicodemus that the one talking to you is in heaven. at the same time as he's in earth. The question is, do we believe what God says about anything? In John 3 and verse 12, he says, if I have told you, it's talking about the born-again experience and with Nicodemus, and he says, if I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? I'm telling you of earthly things and you believe not. Earthly things. I thought they were talking about being born again. They were discussing being born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And the Lord says that is earthly things. Because you don't need to be born again in heaven. You need to be born again in the earth. He says, if you don't believe that you can be born again, you can be a new creature in the earth, how are you going to understand the things of heaven? How are you going to be able to see into the kingdom of God? And therefore call the things in heaven to the earth. See, you don't even believe that you are born again. You believe that you're still a sinner. You don't believe that I made you a new creature and old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You don't believe that. You don't believe that you are now given the ministry of reconciliation so you can take my word out to the masses and tell them that a good God has brought to them his goodness and his mercy. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. So am I going to tell you about heavenly things? The problem is that we've not believed what God has already done. And therefore, we are not experiencing what God has already completed for us that need to be downloaded onto us. And therefore, we are not partakers of his divine nature because we don't believe. And the question is, why don't we believe? He says, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? He says, and no man, watch this, and no man hath ascended up to heaven. This is John chapter 3. Did Jesus go to the cross yet? No. So he didn't die yet. So he's not buried yet. So what is he talking about? And no man had ascended up to heaven. Because he's saying, while I left heaven at will, I go back. Oh, my Lord. He says, at will, when I want, I just go back. In other words, do you know what he's talking about? He's saying, when I'm talking with the Father and I'm praying, I'm not praying in the earth. I am having a discussion with the Father, sitting by the Father and having a chat. And seeing what the Father is doing because I'm in heavenly places. He put us there already. We are in heavenly places already. And why are we praying from the earth? Below where the enemy is supposed to be operating. Because listen, the word of God says the devil is still the god of this world. After Jesus died and rose again and ascended, he says, through Paul, the god of this world had blinded. So the devil is still the god of this world. But God wants us to sovereignly supersede and subdue him by the authority of his word in our lives and keep the devil subject at all times. Somebody listening. And no man had ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven. Who came down from heaven? Jesus. Even the Son of Man, which what? Was. Not was. Even the Son of Man, which is. That means while he was talking to Nicodemus, he is. He is. In heaven. Therefore, when they're trying to push him off the cliff, he says, you guys will be kidding yourselves. He just walks off. Because he is in heaven. And in heaven, he sees himself in a different place. This is what God has established for us. And we're still fooling around. God help every one of us. We must breathe in this new dimension of God's goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, my people are destroyed. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. They're destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Because they don't know who they are destroyed. When I'm trying to give them knowledge and they are not breathing, they are not receiving it, they are destroyed. Oh, I thought you people were servants of God. How come this happened over there? Because we did not know. We did not believe what God said. We believe what man says. We believe what the politician said. We believe what the psychologist said. We believe what the doctor said. We believe all this, whatever anybody said. But when are we going to believe what God said? Well, so-and-so believed God and they died. So-and-so believed God and they got sick. So-and-so believed God and cancer overtook them and ate them all up. I don't know so-and-so, what they believe or don't believe. I really don't. Because the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can understand it? To thy own self be true. If you don't have faith to believe God, do whatever man says. But if you believe what God said, then believe what God said. That's it. It's the bottom line. And God says to you and I that perishing is not part of the equation. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in that Son should not perish. Should not perish. You believe in God, you should not. But you should have what? Everlasting life. It is the word of God. Daniel chapter 11. Daniel 11 and verse 32. I believe that if God has given it to us, then All we need to do is use what God has given to us. That it's not a matter of, okay, it's going to take time. There's no time. It's mine already. So why do I need time? Time is only relevant when it's about me believing that I have it. But if I believe that I have it, then there's no time. Then whatever needs to happen can happen. Like now. Notice this statement. This is a powerful statement. It says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant. They do wickedly against the covenant. Wickedly, or they got twisted against the covenant. They did not receive the covenant that God once established in our life. They did not embrace it wholly. He says, shall he corrupt by flatteries? Oh, that's very well done. That's very good. You did good. Oh, that's amazing. But meanwhile, you've contravened the covenant of God. It is not the pattern on the back of man that I need. The spirit of the Antichrist will pat your back. Good boy, good boy. Patriot. Yeah, give me. Bump. Yes. Flatteries. But meanwhile, you've gone against the covenant of God. He says, but there's a difference. But the people that do know, the people that do know, have a knowledge of their God, shall be what? Strong. They will be strong. And they will do what? Exploits. They will do exploits. They're not going to be exploited by the enemy. They do the exploiting. They are the ones that are winning. They are the ones that are going to be the movers and the shakers because they know their God. And knowing their God, we're talking about a man here in Daniel that God gave lockjaw to lions for. We're talking about a man that knows and has discipled three other young men, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They changed their name. That was not their real name. That was their worldly name that the Babylonian king gave to them. But it didn't matter whether their names were changed to Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego concerning their gods and whatever else. They had a connection with God and said, we're not careful to answer you about this matter. If God saves us, great. If he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to your God. And they threw them into the fire. Actually, before they threw them into the fire, they heated up the fire several more times. And the people that were throwing them in got burnt up. But the guys that are in the fire are chilling. And when they come out, there's no smell of fire or smoke on them. The people that know their God. And what was the result? The king, there's no other God but the God of Daniel. This is the God we're going to worship now. Because they stood for something. They believed something. And they refused to allow the system to control their living. We are not of this world. While we are in this world, we are not of this world. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We shall be strong.
Yes.
Amen? The church of Jesus Christ will rise up. every one of us will do what God says we can do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, oh my Lord, I don't know if you are ready for this. Verse 16, 1 Corinthians 2. I'll take it up from verse 15 and then verse 16. Actually, why don't we pick it up from verse 14 and just have a full range there? It says, but the natural man, this is the point, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man. Natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why? For they are what? Foolishness unto him. That's foolish. Yeah, God said that. That's foolish. Come on, be real. Be natural. It says the natural man receiveth not. He doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why? Because they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. He can't know them because they are spiritually discerned. That means you have to be spiritual. How do you become spiritual? You become spiritual by embracing the Word of God. Period. In all of your getting, get understanding, but not just the understanding of this world, but the understanding of who God is. It says they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual, watch this, judgeth what? All things. The spiritual person judgeth all things, judges this and judges that and judges that. And, not correct. Okay, that's okay. Nah. Get out of here. That does not belong here. Judge at all things. Oh, you're just being critical. No. I'm being intentional. Judge at all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Why? Because he doesn't give room for that. That's what you have to say? No hair off my nose on that one. Watch this. This is really, really good now. Watch this, verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may what? Instruct him. Instruct who? The Lord. Who knows the mind of the Lord to instruct the Lord? But we have the mind of Christ, and what is the point? We have the mind that can instruct God. Huh? Oh my God. Are you serious already? Yeah. He says, you've got the mind to instruct God. Why do you have the mind to instruct God? Because God is saying, we can talk. We can chat here. Come up hither. My mind is in you. You can think like me. You can talk like me. You can perceive things like me. When you see something that is wrong, you know it's wrong and you can get rid of it. That does not belong here. Are we hearing the heart of God? God is saying to us, just breathe in this new dimension. Breathe in this new dimension. You see, if you are a baby and you're in the womb, and 2 years later you're still in the womb, the chances are you're dead. Because when the time of maturity happens, you got to come out, baby. Stop breathing in and exchanging stuff through an umbilical cord. Come out. We won't cut this umbilical cord off. You might have all these stem cells and whatever else, but you're cutting it off. And you're going to use your nostrils and you're going to start breathing on your own. And that's what God is saying. I want you to come out and start living on your own. Guess what? Elijah was able to come out and say to Ahab, there is not going to be rain nor dew in this land, but according to my word. And God says, oops, you did it. let's hide you. The man woke up. You know why? Because Moses prophesied. The prophets kept on prophesying that when the people of God start serving other gods, there's not going to be rain nor dew in the land. But it kept on raining. There was dew and everything was going on normally. Until Elijah said, okay, that's it. Walked straight to Ahab. King Ahab. Something's going to happen in this town today. What's going to happen? There's not going to be rain, and there's not going to be dew in this land. As I stand before God, I'm telling you now, this is not happening anymore. That is out. Oh, look at that crazy guy. Hey, Elijah, if it is not that I'm fond of you, I would have sent my soldiers to kill you right now. But I'm going to let you walk because I don't believe anything that you said. Crazy man. Elijah walks away. And they're waiting for the rain. And they're waiting for the dew. It's not coming. The man spoke. He knew who he was. What he was about. And God is going to raise us up again. We are waking up. The things that are happening in our world are happening because we have not taken our stand. And it's time to rise up as God's people and declare the word of the Lord. Amen? Let me stop with this next passage of scripture, and then we'll take it up some other time. First John chapter 2. And verse 20, 1 John 2:20. Hear what God says. This is remarkable. It says, but you have an unction, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and ye know all things. What? This is crazy talk. What do you mean, I know all things? God says, you do. Huh? I know all things. Yeah, you do. And the question is, do I believe it? Do I believe that I know all things? You see, the God who said, let there be light, and there was light, is the same God who's saying, you know all things. So, all things that I need to know, I already know. But because I don't believe that I know all things, so many things are hidden from me. But God is saying, you know all things. You know what you need to know about anything and about everything. And verse 27 puts it this way. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. That's how deep. Do you know? I'm a little bit rusty about this because I got this information years ago. There's a brother God used to bring an innovation to this earth. Wasn't educated, had not gone to any universities, but daily God will, in his dream, show him things, and he wakes up and he starts writing all this crazy stuff. But what he was writing were formulas and equations, and he was solving different mathematical problems. And takes the information, shows it to his pastor. So I don't know what this is, but I've been dreaming and I'm seeing all these letters and I'm writing them down as fast as I can remember them. What is this? Says, I don't know, but this looks like some mathematical equations. So he took it to university. Got to university to the math prof. Where did you get this? I was dreaming about it. Yeah, come on. This is a problem, a mathematical problem that we've been trying to solve for centuries. How did you dream this? You know all things. Whatever information we need, and God did say that there is a level that is going to come into the earth that will override whatever they have today in our natural world. In other words, there are codes that are going to be written by believers that if there is a news going on CNN or ABC or anywhere else that we don't like, we can override it. That knowledge is coming down. It's downloaded. We know all things. Hallelujah. We know all things. And we will function. Do you think that God can shut down everything and override it? Well, if God can do it, God knows how he does it. And God says, I'm going to show you how to do it. Amen? We receive the download. Hallelujah. We receive the quickening of knowledge that is sovereign over the activities of man. Because it's, the Word of God tells us, we read it in Psalm 47, under our feet. Busy. The nonsense that's happening in our world, somebody needs to override this nonsense. Glory be to God. I heard the story of a man of God. The Lord told him to go to a particular country. He said, I don't have the money to go. I ask you for money. He said, but I don't have a passport. I didn't ask you for your passport either. Go to the airport. Father, I just said, I don't have a ticket, I don't have a passport, I don't have a visa, I don't have whatever it is. He says, go to the airport. So the guy goes to the airport, and before the security, there's a washroom. He goes into the washroom, does his business, comes out of the washroom, and he was in the country where he was supposed to go. Hallelujah. He was in the country. Huh? Guess what? He had already bypassed all the security. He just went into and continued and did his thing. Praise the Lord. That can be normal. Amen? That can be outright normal. Praise the Lord. Jesus, our Lord, wanted to go to heaven. Just stepped on a cloud. Gone. No space shuttle? We don't need that. Just a cloud. Huh. He says, as he is, so are we in this world. Praise the Lord. God can do amazing things in us and with us and through us. Let's take the limits off of God. Yesterday was 1 year that my spiritual father, Dr. Papa Cerullo, went home to be with the Lord. He's greatly missed. But I remember him saying, take off the mask. He says, go like this, go like this. So, what is this? He says, take off the mask. And I believe we need to take off that mask that is blinding us to the realities of God. Because we should be beyond. I spoke in tongues to demonstrate in the power of God. I want to see the demonstration of the power of God in my life, in your life, in every realm. Amen? I know I said I was going to be done, but let me wrap up with this. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. And this is going to be it. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. It's a reason I feel quickened to come here. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 1, we read these words. The words of the what? The words of the what? The words of the what? Preacher. The son of whom? King in where? That's how he starts. This individual, Solomon. Yeah? What did he first call himself? And what is his pedigree? He's the son of David. And he is what? King in Jerusalem. But his first what? Do you know that that's your first assignment? Whatever it is that you are. That your first assignment is to be a preacher of this gospel. That's your first assignment. Followed, he says, but my family line is I'm a son of what? David. But my platform is as king in Jerusalem. You see that? Whatever it is that you are doing, whatever job, whatever business, school, whatever, that's your platform that God has given to you. But your first assignment is to be what? A preacher. You're a nurse, you're a preacher. You're a janitor, you're a preacher. You're a doctor, you're a preacher. You're a businessman, you're a preacher. Whatever it is that you are doing is the platform that God has given to you to reach the people that you are called to influence. Breathe that. Know that. Be that. And when we are all of those, there'll be no room, no hiding place for the enemy. Because we are everywhere. Amen? We are everywhere. And we've been called to reign and rule wherever it is we are in. Because we are sons, daughters of the Most High God. And He's equipped us to preach, to do whatever it is we need to do to get this gospel of the kingdom out there. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I trust that you received something from the word of the Lord today. Rise with me, saints. Wherever you are, in the overflow at home, I declare over your life today an impartation. I declare that you and I manifest the splendor and the glory of our God, our King, our Redeemer forever. That we will have a true knowledge of our God. That we will comprehend with all saints what is the length and breadth, the height and depth, the love of God that passes all knowledge. And that we be the manifestations of the glory of God in the earth. I declare over every one of us that we will breathe the breath of God, the word of God, and become manifested manifestations of that word. That we will be all that God says we are. Father, we give you praise. Awaken every one of us from our sleep. Help us, O God, to come to our rightful place. That we, O God, by the authority of your name, will take charge and occupy till you come. We subdue every kingdom, every throne, every crown, every corporation to your authority and to your word. Father, I declare, O God, this day that whatever manipulations the enemy is exercising, that it be put to an immediate halt. Show up in the dreams of CEOs and CFOs and founders and administrators and governors and presidents and premiers and kings and, Lord, O God, professionals. Father, in the name of Jesus, show up in their dreams. Whoever needs to be brought down, bring them down. Subdue them. We declare them subdued. So, Lord, O God, that the word of truth may come through. Principalities and powers bow to that name that's above every other name. You are defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. You know what to do. The Word of God is very clear. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, beginning to read from verse 5, the Word of God is clear concerning our giving. I want you to obey that word of the Lord God today. Not because you're not, but because I want you to give very intentionally. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Put it on that screen for me. Then it says in verse 6, praise the Lord. He says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. In every area of your life, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And then verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, reverence God, and depart from evil. And verse 8 says, it shall be held to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. And I love verse 9. It says what? Say it with me. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. And what is going to happen? Verse 10. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall bust out with new wine. Amen? Why? Because you honored God. So just do what God's word says. Breathe. Take in the word of God. Just trust him, and you will never suffer lack. Amen? Praise God. Father, we are thankful for the grace to give, receive that which you've asked of us. We'll release it to you. And we are confident of this, that you are the God who multiplies our seed sown. Multiply it all. And Lord, oh God, we bring from realms beyond this natural into this natural realm. We bring lands, we bring houses, we bring, oh God, treasures, Lord, oh God, and we live in goodly places, drive the best of the best, but greatest of all, we are preachers, and Lord, oh God, we are bringing in a harvest of souls for your glory and honor. And all of God's people said in Jesus' name, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama, come. Let us share communion together quickly. we're getting our elements together. I'd like to remind us that we have special meetings coming up in just a few days from now, 10 days to be precise from now. Please position yourself to receive from God. If you have any questions on spiritual warfare that you want us to address during that conference, tomorrow is your last day. Send us those questions. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the body. As we take of this body of the Lord, may we have a revelation of who He is and know our God. The Bible tells us that two of the disciples were met by the Lord Jesus in the road to Emmaus. He was talking with them and chatting with them, sharing with them the word. But they did not recognize who He was until He sat to dine with them. And when He broke the bread with them, their eyes were opened to recognize that this was the risen Lord. As we take of this body and drink of this cup, may we have a revelation of the Most High God. And by so doing, do exploits. Take off this body and eat. In Jesus' name.
Virtue and begin to see the supernatural becoming almost natural for you,
yes,
and for me. So as we take of this, every sickness, disease, pain, problems in your life, we command them to be dissolved.
Amen.
And be gone in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Breathe the breath of God. Spirit of the living God, move upon the bodies of Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be restored.
Amen.
Be made whole.
Amen.
Breathe.
Amen.
And live in the supernatural realm of God.
Hallelujah.
And become so natural to you that as the realm is just natural to breathe. We don't try to make ourselves breathe. We just do it.
Yes.
So as you take up this, you are promoted to the realm of God.
Amen.
Remain in that realm.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we are thankful for all that you've done. We receive it. We live in that fullness.
Yes.
Glorifying you, Father. We trust you now and always. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Go in the strength of the Lord. You are empowered to succeed. And remember, you are called to preach the good news. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, look forward to seeing you tonight for another wonderful time in the presence of God. Of course, Wednesday is our Bible study day, and Friday is prayer meeting. And be reminded once again that this next 10 days from now, we are going to be having the Spiritual Warfare Conference. Amen? Be blessed. Those of you.
Blessing. Happy birthday to
Tomorrow
she has a special birthday.
Yes. Yes, Sister Colette has a special birthday tomorrow.
She's having a jubilee.
Yeah, she has a jubilee birthday. And so let's sing happy birthday to her all around the world. Whoever it is that's listening, join us in singing. Play us happy birthday.
She's one of our ministers in Toronto Church.
Yes.
So praise the Lord. And she grew up in this house from a little girl. So.
Day to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Minister Colette. Here to you. We messed
again,
that all up.
I don't know what kind of thing. Again.
You.
Scrap. Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you.
Minister Colette.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Many more. Amen.
Remain blessed and
praise
highly
God.
Favored. Remain vibrant, young, fruitful, going all the way for Jesus. Stronger
yes.
than ever, greater than ever, blessed than ever. You and your household.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Praise
amen.
God.
You look good. Your youth is renewed like the eagle.
Amen.
Praise the
Praise
Lord.
The Lord. Give us that screen over here on the side here. There's a face I'm seeing that I can't clearly. Oh, okay. That's Brother Jerry.
From Mexico.
Cornelson. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's
well, bless you.
The right?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
okay. Oh, there you are.
But when we're this way, we don't see your faces.
Amen. That's not working.
So. Okay.
Well, we'll bless
All
you.
Right. Praise the Lord.
Enjoy the
Love
Lord.
You guys.
His goodness.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bless and you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, we forgot to disconnect from YouTube.
Oh.
Well, those of you that are on YouTube and Facebook Live, bless you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Amen. And those of you on the overflow, please wait for Mama and I. We'd like to just come say hello to you guys there too. God bless. See you.